Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people? You're listening to the 2 Pro 1 Slow podcast, brought to you by Factory Image Racing. Check them out on Instagram at Factory Image Racing. They offer a huge range of hard parts, service parts, tools, and more.
Episode 9, we're back.
We're back.
The three amigos, or the three musketeers, whatever you want to call us.
It's all right. Amigos.
Amigos, you're going for.
I thought you would have preferred the other one, actually, after previous comments.
So it's sponsored by Factory Image Racing again. They have actually just messaged me. They've got a new website coming, but it's not. It could be out by the time this is out, but I'm not really sure. But if it is, it'll be under Bill on the desk if you're watching. The new website link. And you can buy all of their products on there now. But we'll still do a giveaway at the end. So what do you reckon to that, Tom?
Brilliant. Could you not buy the products on their old website?
I think you could. I think it was through a different website, but now it's a lot easier. There's a catalogue that they do also.
I need some new bits.
Are you going to have a new ignition cover or something?
A floor mat.
Oh, you're into the floor mats now.
Yeah, because my garage is flooded the other day, and now I just need a new mat. I did actually. Builders fucking pissed me right off. Every time it rains, the whole neighbourhood, the water comes shooting down like a river straight into my garage.
That's what rivers do.
No, there's not a river. It shouldn't be a river. It's a driveway now, and everyone's funnels into my garage. And I messaged him a couple of times.
You're a bit handy though, aren't you, at building? You should level it off yourself.
No, and it's a big job, I think. And then he said, I don't know, just didn't reply. So it's wound me up a bit, actually. All the stuff, I've got loads of frames in there with my old gear that I've raced in and had some victories in. And there's like 12 of them, and they're all now rotting away because it's flooded like 3 times. So a bit of a wind up.
That doesn't sound like nice. You at all. I wouldn't expect that from you. You're such an organised sort of geezer normally, aren't you?
Well, it's not my fault the garage is flooding. It's all in the garage.
It's your fault the garage is a shit mess.
No, it's not now. Why are you being nasty already?
No, I'm not.
I've had someone ply line the top or board the top up so it's a proper space up. So if that
you told me you did that.
No, I couldn't do that. Oh, I had attempt it. I did attempt it first, but now a proper bloke come done it. Chippy.
What do you reckon to the new desk, Bill? First go?
Yeah, first go. I feel I'm rusty. I feel very spread out, though. It's not as not as much of a communal bond as it used to be.
Well, no, I can see you now. I can't smell you. Well, I can't smell you anyway. I had COVID.
I can't smell anything. It's fuck. Bless him.
No, I'm all right. I'll tell you what, though. COVID for me was not too bad. But if you got it, you'd be finished.
Dead.
Really?
Yeah, dead. The sort of geezer you are, how much you whinge about stuff, it'd have finished you off.
I am feeling quite tired today, actually. I was thinking, because after this, I'm going to ride the two-stroke, and I just thought to podcast and ride the two-stroke, and I'm also been to K-Tech this morning, get a new suspension setting. It's still only 9 o'clock, not even 9 o'clock. And
it's nearly 10 o'clock.
Yeah, all right, nearly 10. But I was thinking, I'm almost stressed out, because I'm like, fuck, what a day.
Yeah, busy. Busy people.
Busy people.
We've got a lot to cram in.
Yeah, and then maybe a podcast of Wob at the end of the day, so I'm going to save my voice in this one.
I've put in a couple of notes because it's sort of been a while since we've done one together, so we'll probably, shall we start right back where it began at the Dirt Bike Bits track build, because that was the last time that you was knocking around with us, Bill.
What, we haven't spoke about that?
We was just about to go and ride it before we'd done the last podcast.
Yes, good. I've just been up there and fettled it. Another thing I've done this morning, been in the bobcat and done the track.
I was concerned when he said you were in the machine this morning. Has it gone well, or have you ruined the jumps already?
No, I didn't touch the jumps because it's a little bit dry up there. So you've got to. I just done a couple of berms because the two straight. I'm going to rip a couple of berms, make myself look half sensible. But the rest of it's a bit too dry to fettle. And I did the jumps a couple of weeks back, so not too bad.
Lovely.
But the track build, it's good. Dirt Bike Bits obviously sponsored it. Thanks to them. And then it's held up well. I had a real good few weeks on it in between a little break because I had a 4-week break and we just hammered the motors. Pretty much the only track I rode.
We turned the blog off a bit, didn't we?
Yeah, just things happen.
Had to do a bit of work.
Out of control. And I just worked hard up at the track, so I really enjoy that. It's made it a lot more fun up there. Changed it up. And then see if I can get over the jumps later on the old two-stroke.
I reckon you can get over them.
Easy.
You reckon?
Yeah, obviously. Well,
it's dry. When you've not been here, but Tommy's teammate, Jay Hay, he rode here in the wet and couldn't get over the biggie.
Really?
Yeah, because of the rollers
before it.
Because you landed flat in the bottom.
He had four goes
at it and just went boom to the frame.
There's nothing wrong with boom, fired it up.
Yeah, no, but he struggled. I think I jumped the jumps today, but on the one, if I was riding that 125 before, I wouldn't have got the jumps. No way.
125 was slow, looked down, sounded flat as a fuck.
Yeah, it was, but the 250 I would imagine's faster than 125.
Do you reckon? I don't know what would give you that idea.
How have you worked that out?
Bigger CC?
I reckon double.
Double the CC.
Double, it might almost be double. Does that work?
125 plus 125. Just about double.
Just about.
Well, you don't know, because it's in, what year is it, 96? I don't know how fast they are. I've never rode one.
Yeah, I think
it's going
to
be true.
I think I'll get the jump. I would like it fast enough to get the jump, because I don't like... Well, no, I like to be able to hit them flat out to jump it, but when I do like a whip or something, I normally need a bit in reserve so I can seat bounce.
I think the only one you're going to struggle with is the big one. The rest of them you've got nice run-ups to.
Yeah, no.
The big one would be fine.
You reckon? Mm. Well, yeah, you can wheelie over the...
Yeah, you can wheelie that, but I don't know. I think I'll jump the big one, but I don't know if I'll be able to do stunts off it.
You might do a bar turn.
Nothing.
What else did they do in 96?
One-legger.
Yeah.
Outside leg off.
They've done good stuff, I think.
McGrath used to knack-knack. He was pretty cool.
I can't knack-knack. Just can't. Maybe I could try that.
What you should do is get both these Monster Energies down you, and then fucking you'll be ready. And that too, stuff, whatever you're drinking.
It's just found a sponsor.
This in the fridge. It's a daily sweet greens. Kale, spinach, romaine, celery, cucumber, apple, lemon.
Is scrounging any money out of them, or is that just for the love of it?
I think it's an Aldi special. Missus got it. It's all right, actually. It tastes a bit shit, but...
We'll have to be doing plenty of toilet breaks this afternoon, because you're going to shit yourself.
All that. Pick that toilet roll back up.
It tastes like pond water.
Looks like it as well, to be fair.
I should probably drink it, because I won't be able to taste it either.
No, you wouldn't, but yes. It does really taste like pond water. But I don't know. Fuck it, it's what it is. But yeah, track build was good. Other than that, bit of grinding, a couple of shit races in the meantime. Not my race, not yet.
Yeah, let's go for last week. What happened last weekend?
Should we go to Romaniacs or to yours?
Back up onto the peak yet from that. I'm still a bit down about
this.
It
might cheer you up.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Yeah, well, I was the latter one. Do you want to talk about my race straight away?
No. I don't think anyone is.
I think it's a bit more of an enduro episode, isn't it? With Romaniacs.
Yeah, well, that's what we're ready to. Because I haven't seen Billy since Romaniacs. I've spoke to him, obviously, but first time I've seen him. So we're ready. Can you scare him a bit? Tell him.
No, well, also raced in Italy and twice and did good at both of them. Can we not talk about one of them too? One of the ones I did
think
good.
I thought you did good at Romania the last few days.
Yeah, no, I did actually. Overall, I did good. Qualifying day, had a crash about 30 seconds in, hurt my knee quite bad. That kind of set the tone for the first couple of days. Qualified 10th, and then not the best start to the week. And then first day was actually going pretty good. Went to a physio after qualifying day and got my knee kind of put back in and trying to sort it out. I honestly thought after time trial that I wasn't going to be able to start the next day. I couldn't walk, I couldn't do anything. So I was very surprised. I rode and actually rode fairly.
There's GoPro of the crash, isn't there?
Yeah, you can't really see what... Well, you can see what happened. I obviously didn't turn left and went into a hole, but you can't really see, like, if I still can't really work out if I twisted my knee or just the impact of
hitting
my bike.
I think you twatted on the bar.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't quite work it out.
Because then all of your GPSs were all to skew as well.
Yeah, but I feel like the front wheel hit the other side of the hole and then rolled that way.
Yeah, true.
Because there was so much dust and like just shit in the GPS mounts and stuff. Not really sure if I twisted it, hit it. I'm guessing a bit of both anyway. But was very surprised with actually how it felt in a road. Fairly pain-free considering how sore it was after time trial. So first day was going pretty good.
rode me, Johnny and Taddy pretty much together most of the day, and we were pretty good. I think me and Johnny were first and second at service point, like on the day, and then stayed with him for the whole day. The last hill, literally 2 kilometres for the finish, was the same final hill as the first day of last year, so I kind of knew we were near the finish. And just actually past Johnny at the bottom and was like making a bit of a break, so I was just kind of pushing on, following the line from last year, and then the line from last year kind of just disappeared across an off camber, too low. The new line was like about 5 or 6 feet higher up the hill, and the line I was on kind of just went to a long slab, which on an off camber, which disappeared. It's quite hard to explain if you don't really know the kind of like way they set the track out and stuff, but basically Romania has lots of off cambers and lots of switchbacks. And you just slowly zigzag your way up the sides of mountains. And anyway, I went across an off camber, which no longer had a turn at the end of it. And it was so steep, I couldn't get back. So I was just stuck. I thought I was stuck there till the race ended, to be fair.
You said you was like 20 minutes, though.
Yeah, and probably about 10, 12 minutes looking at the times from Johnny. Because we were pretty much together. I'd just made a break on him, like maybe 200 metres further down the hill, and finished like, I think 11 minutes after him. So, a bit annoying, probably put us from fourth back down to eighth, I think, ended up the first day.
It was ninth, wasn't you, day one?
It might have been ninth, I'm not really sure.
I was watching the times, but I can't remember. I think it's eighth or ninth.
But I thought I wasn't coming out of the hole until the marshals, because obviously this year and last year and this year were no outside assistance at Romaniacs, so you literally just, if you're in a hole, you're in a hole until...
No one helped you out that hole?
No. Another rider can help you.
Yeah, another rider, but obviously...
No one was surely in the hole, were you?
No, because everyone... It was... You could kind of see... I was literally just following the line of last year, because we did it last year, and obviously it had been rid in the year by other people or tours or whatever, and there was new line had developed, because this line just went too low to be able to turn and come back on yourself, and it was like a long slab, which I arrived to, and I thought, oh, this could be tricky, because like, it was a slab which had nothing beneath it. It was like...
Just could keep falling.
100 metres of just steep forest, which was too steep to stand on, and I thought, oh, this could get interesting. Put my front wheel on, and I thought, this could get very interesting, and then I was like, I'm not actually going to try that. So then I tried to turn round and just ended up low, like this, with my handlebar was resting against a tree. That was stopping us from just free falling. Like, my back wheel was just weightless because the hill was so steep. Okay. And
you want to have a go?
It's very difficult. Like, you're not getting the grasp of it. It's so difficult to explain the position I was in.
I can see I reckon you've pivot turned, buried the back wheel. Yeah, well,
I pivot turned because the line I was on went to nothing, and I thought if I go across this slab and it's not going to grip, which I didn't think it was because it was quite damp in that on that hill. I'm just going to be.
You get that. No, yeah, go on, have a go, get it.
Hello?
Don't you worry, mate.
Hello?
Can you hear me, mate?
Yeah. Come up into the...
Anyone else want to come to Ed's? Just give him a message. He invites everyone these days by the looks of things. Fucking hell, things have gone downhill since I left.
Have to cut all of this shit.
Go right and then up and we're in the garage. So go right at Bill's van behind the...
Don't just go out and get him. It's like 10 steps and you're going to greet him.
See you later then, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back.
I will carry on. You go and invite your guests.
Well, what should I do now in this situation?
Invite them in. There's two chairs. Put the coffee machine on. They can have a live experience. Yeah. Get 20 quid off them, though, as well.
Yeah.
We'll take some money for tickets.
We'll continue with Romaniacs because he doesn't really care about it.
Oh, well, fuck it. Look, he's fucking useless, yeah. This bloke.
Leave the door open so the light changes on the cameras as well. That'll help.
Moron of a bloke.
That was the first day. Got out of the hole. I really didn't think I was going to, but somehow I did. Kind of smoked myself getting out. There was like 5 or 6 switchbacks left to finish that hill. And I was just like, would do one, turn my bike off, collapse over the handlebars for 30 seconds. But like 2 switchbacks later, I arrived to like where the next, where the spectators, not spectators, but there was a load of camera men. Skinner was there, and I was like,
oh, good old Skinner.
I watched my GoPro back actually, because at long last I've started editing Romaniacs vlogs. And you can see my face. I just look, I'm like white as a ghost. So if you haven't, there'd be, there's GoPro, and I'm not even talking. I'm just like hanging over the bars, just dead.
Can we do a shout out for Mike Skinner? Because I was getting quite a lot of messages saying, like, I can't find anything racing. Skinner, I don't know how, he's everywhere.
Skinner is everywhere. And Skinner, I give him the GoPro for the vlog, so we have a lot of footage, although he kind of just decided he was going to be his own media outlet and videoing fucking everybody. There's 20th place stuck on a hill. So instead of having probably like, I don't know, 30 videos from the week of myself to watch, I've now got 300 to find out.
He was doing 5-minute recaps every day.
Yeah, no, he came up to us in the bivouac on the second night. He was like, I've just been editing a video on the side of the hill on my phone. I'm going to have to go and find signal because there's no signal in the bivouac. So then he rode like half an hour away down a dirt track on his bike to get signal.
Just
so
upload
could,
it.
So he could upload it, bless him. But no, he's a good lad, Skinner. So
how was the bivouac?
Bivouac was the second day. We'll keep going. So first day, 90%, 95%, very good. Was actually really happy. My knee actually felt pretty good. Rode pretty good, and then just got stuck on the last hill. And on that race, you just can't afford to make mistakes and be stood still, really. So like losing 10 minutes there, I kind of knew that was going to be the end of a kind of, at least a challenge for the win. So that was annoying, you know. The stakes are too high, and everyone's pushing that hard. You can't afford to be stood still for that length of time. So, bit annoying. But when again for the second day, I started pretty late in the day, just because obviously you start each day off the previous day's finishing position. So I think I was eighth or ninth. So I started eighth or ninth again for the next day. Which was second day. What happened second day? Oh, that was hard morning. That was a long morning because obviously the end of the second day was the bivouac. So
second day is the day that Jarvis hurt himself as well.
Jarvis and Gomez both struggled. Well, Gomez dehydrated, Jarvis Disney. So end of the second day was in the bivouac. So the service point on the second day was pretty late on. It was after like 75Ks. And the morning was actually really difficult. Me and Alfredo set off together, and he was actually going really fast. First, I'd say, to the first checkpoint was all just across the fields, well, across the mountaintops, but all wide open, flat out, and we caught Wade, Kabachev, Mario, and Johnny.
We're all together.
We all caught all them up at the first tank point. So like me and Alfredo were going really fast. So then there was like six of us rode together for pretty much most of the whole morning. And we were going pretty good. Pace was high. Quite a lot of goal loops. There was like four goal loops, just one after another. And kind of the pace was so high this year. Apart from kind of Manny and Graham, were probably, I'd say, a little bit ahead of everyone else. But in terms of the rest of it, we were all kind of matching each other. What do you want to?
He's back.
He's back.
He's back. We're on a live podcast here, but no, it's not live anyway. Go on, carry on.
So the pace was kind of so high between where we're kind of matching each other, and like I'd be better, and so we all kind of would find each other again at the end, in between. So right, rode together. And then just slowly but surely, someone would kind of overheat and drop off the back because the temperatures were really high this year. So there was one new uphill for this year, which was just before service, which was really long, which was where Alfredo dehydrated. King Kabachev was pretty much just about dehydrated at the bottom of there as well.
Because Gomez was real.
Yeah, Gomez was really bad. Like I overtook him. He was actually leading out of the group of all of us that were together. And there was the last uphill before service was really long. It took probably like half an hour, and just so hot. It was kind of like on a bit of a ridge, not too much tree cover, so it was like there was just nowhere to hide from the heat. Even when you kind of had a rest or like try to have a breather, turned your bike off, the heat from your engine would just boil you alive as well. The service was so late into the day, I actually didn't, but I think just about everyone else ran out of water in the Camelback.
Yeah, I see Johnny saying to Skinner, get me a bottle of water.
I think that was for his brakes.
Oh, was it?
Johnny had quite a bit of brake fade all week.
Well, the old gal for brake pads.
Johnny was for his brakes. But speaking to everyone just on the bivouac and that, Johnny did actually run out of water that day. Manny said he ran out of water like an hour before service point. Alfredo was out of water when he
it was like 32 degrees.
He bowled over. It was hot and humid more than anything, which for kind of where you were in the mountains was quite, I was quite, but I never felt that in Romania before. No. So yeah, service was quite late, so everyone was kind of ran out of water, overheating, bits and bobs. So I passed Alfredo at the bottom of the hill, and I could see, like, when I passed him, I just kind of passed him and went. He wasn't putting up any kind of, well, obviously I'm sure he was trying, but he just didn't have anything in him to try and even like stay with me.
Yeah.
And then a few switchbacks later, Johnny and Wade were already behind us, so I thought Alfredo was not, you know, hasn't got much in the tank.
Yeah.
So then I got to the service point, and because it was the service before the bivouac, it was a 40-minute service point that day.
Cause it was quite a long one.
Well, it was 10 minutes to ride to the service point exit, so it was 30 minutes in service, so you right. could change your tyres, and like, because it was the last you were going to see the mechanic until the next day.
So after the bivouac, you was do your own bike, no change of gear, nothing?
Yeah, no, so the night before, you packed like a big bag with your tent.
Clothes. So you could take some stuff.
So you could take what you want, but obviously you didn't have it. You had to hand it in the night before.
Okay.
So like you could give them like another set of clothes, another set of gear.
Okay.
Everyone had like a real big bin bag, but a big one, so you could fit.
So night one, you had to hand in stuff for bivouac night two.
Yeah.
Right.
It actually worked out fine, really, and I think it was quite a good little addition. I'll have one of them, Tommy, if you're offering.
Yeah, if you can hear a load of banging around, Tommy's playing.
He's using the coffee machine for the first time.
Do you know how
life.
To work that?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So yeah, well anyway, I got to service and it was obviously the long one, so I was there for 30 minutes and Alfredo still didn't arrive. He still hadn't came in. And I said obviously to the team and stuff, I said, oh, when I passed him, he didn't look good at all.
You passed him on the track?
I passed him on the last gold hill before the service point, which was probably 20 minutes before service, so like close. I say he didn't look good. So, and then Roxy said when he arrived to service, he just like collapsed and he was like floating in and out of consciousness.
It's lucky he had 30 minutes then.
Yeah, well, I think he stayed for a while in the end, quite longer. But yeah, everyone was like really, really shitting themselves. He just kind of collapsed. He couldn't talk. He couldn't sit up. Couldn't eat. They were like having to feed him.
So after service, it was what, another 40 kilometres?
Must have been later than 70Ks, to be fair, because it wasn't long. It was probably another hour and a half of riding after service. One difficult pot. Thanks, Tom. Very kind of you. This is a shambles. This is a shitty.
We're 23 minutes in, but we're probably going to have to cut most of it.
Nah, I think just leave it in just for the carnage. Welcome back. Fucking set of dossers in the garage. So it wasn't too difficult, but it was a long, it took him, like we got back, Graham did his knee after service as well, so kind of got to the finish, kind of laugh. Manny said, oh, Graham hurt his knee, he pulled out because obviously, you know, we all arrived and he wasn't there. It was kind of, we're in the mountains just to ride us more than anything, so we're kind of just hanging out and stuff and like, oh, fuck, sucks for Graham, and then wondering, kind of just assuming, everyone kind of assumed Alfredo wasn't going to come, and then about 3 hours later he rocks up and like he still couldn't even talk, like honestly he looked dead. He was just walking in, one of his mates was carrying his bag for him and he's like,
you filmed that Husky vlog and I edited it and you said it in it, but then you didn't film him.
No, I went over to him, I said, oh, I'm going to go and see how Alfredo is, and then the bit I actually put in the vlog was from like 9 o'clock at night when the riders briefing was happening, and that's when he kind of looked a bit alive. But yeah, I've never seen anyone look like, and his voice as well changed so much. He's just obviously had like nothing, the body had nothing left in it.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad.
But
Jarvis didn't come to, he went back to the service.
Oh, that
point.
Was a story though, which you've seen the behind the scenes on the Husky vlog clips, which not, so Jarvis did his knee in a river. Just put his foot out and twisted it. Didn't crash or anything, but yeah, just put his foot out in the wrong angle and did.
He's proper done it, hasn't he?
Did the damage. He did his ACL. Had it fixed last week in Madrid. But so then he rode back, just on the GPS. They have like emergency routes or like it's called like get me home or get me a safety route or whatever. So if you're in trouble or whatever, you can put that on and stuff. If that kind of like, he disqualified from the race because obviously technically it's a shortcut or whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he followed the get me home or whatever route back to the service point.
That's like quite straight.
Yeah, I think it was just fire roads, to be fair. Got back to the service point and said, oh, my knee's done my knee or whatever. It's hurting. But apparently he was like walking around. I think he was okay. You're just spectating for the rest of it, or are you going to join me? What time's he due? Like now?
It's 10
minutes. What's it?
Well, we'll just keep waffling about Romania then.
Well, let's have you for 10 minutes and then you can fuck off again.
All right. Well, so do I do 10 more minutes and then I'm...
Yeah, then you can...
And then we can do this. And then you boys... Well, we get ready and then you come down and film.
Yeah. Fucking useless, Dosser.
No, well, we're trying to do stuff. You was all late. I was ready to come at 8 o'clock.
I got told at 9 last night...
It was nobody's
fault. There was a lot of variables going on. Anyway,
Ed was changing his plans and then... I was here at 8 o'clock.
Don't even get me started with the plans. So let's carry on. Let's carry on. Shall we come back to Romaniacs?
Yeah, we'll come back when he's gone. Do questions. So we'll pause at Graham's dramas once he did his knee.
We'll start. We'll refer back to Graham's drama. Let's do some questions because there's some good ones.
I've got a good one which I've seen. I'm going to reword it slightly. The question was, which is also a valid question, what would you do if you weren't riding bikes? Which we've answered in the past before. But then he gave descriptions of a train driver, a Sparky, or I forgot the other one, which I could do with her. And then I thought,
I'm not being a Sparky. No way.
Well, I thought, which job would suit each person the best? But I can't remember the third job, so I've fucked up a bit there.
T-boy.
How would you get them again? You go ahead, I'll find the third job and we can... who would suit which one the best?
Well, I'll try and find one for Tommy. There was actually some good ones. Your mate Jack Hawkins from the last one that made the voice note.
Yeah, I met him at Fox Hill.
He wants to know when he's coming on the podcast.
The motorbike noise guy. Yeah, was he alright?
Yeah, he was alright in person. He was more normal than he sounded on the voice note.
Will Billy or Tommy go on the Gypsy Tales podcast?
I think we've answered that before, but I've been a bit lazy and not got back to the matey, but I do want to go on it, and he's keen, but I think we have to set it all up, so he has like a studio, but we're going to set a studio up here, get a backdrop so it looks like we're in the same room, and then just do it, but we haven't been that busy lately, but I've just still not got around to that, so we will do it soon. I quite like the ones he does, actually. I listen to him a bit myself.
Tom Slack.
We got a nice shout out in one of them. That was not very nice.
Yeah, you listened to him more than me, didn't you? No, Billy listens to that podcast.
I do, actually. For some reason, I don't tend to listen to us that much, but everyone told us we got a shout-out, so I...
listened to it.
I listened to the one yesterday, or I watched it on YouTube, Jet and Hunter Lawrence.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Worth a watch.
Tommy, did you enjoy not having Billy on the show last time?
I can't remember. What was the show?
The Lowe's Boys.
Oh, yeah, it was mega about. No, it was good. It was just a little bit different because obviously they're from the road race background. So, and it was more about them and their story journey about road racing. So it was a little bit of a different episode, but it still went down well. I think we had a lot of different audience. They enjoyed it. So it's what it is, really. But it's nice to have Bill back. I thought we was going to have Lee.
Stan,
the man on here as well.
That was another question. Has Lee ever been on a podcast?
That's ruining finding the actual questions because they're all, has Stan ever been on a podcast?
It wouldn't have been as bad. If Stan was here now, I could have then left and then you boys could have cracked on about...
Well, we're cracking without you anyway.
Stan will come in next week with Stan.
What's he doing today? Busy?
Yeah, just sorting shit out. We're going flying to America tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I see Johnny already left.
Johnny went.
Is a lot of you doing it then?
Yeah, all the normal
hard enduro round.
Next round
part
of
the FIM championship.
Well, what was the one that like from the American?
Yeah, he asked about the Tennessee, but then
that was the same.
It's the same race, but it's now been put part of the FIM championship.
It wasn't before.
Well, it was from the start of the year.
From this,
but then we weren't going, and then we were. The plan has changed in the last month four times as to if we're going or not. But now,
the borders are on off, aren't they?
We've got some permission, national interest exemption from. We've got an NIE from the CBP to be allowed into the USA.
What have you done? Sent bikes or bikes there?
we're getting bikes there. They're sent parts, suspension, engines, and bits and bobs.
So chassis and all, wheels and all that you use there.
Yeah, they sent parts last week, which I think have arrived. Don't know. When we came out from Romania, we all brought flight cases for engines and suspension just in case they didn't arrive. But I'm not sure. But I've give up. I'm just doing as I'm told. We've got to be at Heathrow tomorrow morning. That's all I know.
You should have done as you was told and been here at 8 o'clock this morning.
That wasn't
fucking hell. The first time you've beat him here, every other time it's that's late.
To be fair though, I did wake up at 7 just in case, and I seen the message saying Ed saying he could do it at whatever time, so I went back to sleep till 8 o'clock.
Ah, okay. Dan Turner, has Tommy ever had a bollocking from Dave Thorpe?
Have I ever had a bollocking from Dave Thorpe? I got one at the weekend, actually, so it's quite fresh in the mind.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
No, he's good. I don't really get a bollocking as such. It's just more I can see the disappointment on his face as he's walking past.
You've been around long enough to know when you're in the bad
books. So I sort of know. I know him now, and I know when he's not happy. He wasn't happy at the weekend. He's not a hard man to please, but you have to, you have to just keep him happy, really. Do what he says, and...
He's the boss.
Yeah, he's the boss, and you have to know he's the boss.
You're doing as you're told, aren't you? Yeah. Thursday, Friday, you got to go to...
I'm his rider, and then I'm going down there tomorrow, because I had a little bit of bollocking from the weekend, so I'm going down to... So he can watch me ride a little bit, test a little bit with the boys, make it more of a sort of team thing rather than doing my own thing up here. So he can help me a little bit and get back on the right track. But I just had one bad race at the weekend, the second race, and he wasn't happy.
Oh, well.
Not so much like a bollocking, but he was just, I could see the disappointment, which was probably worse. So I've got to step up.
Yeah, well.
When's your next race?
I told you that.
Yeah, Ed told me that the weekend. Well,
I told you that before the weekend.
No.
I said I'm not going filming if you're going to do your normal
race. You was happy with my first race.
First race you had a go, yeah.
Second race, I just...
Did you see how quick I left after the race?
Yeah, he wasn't happy. It was gone.
I was gone.
But second race, I just struggled. Sometimes good, sometimes shit. And I just struggled second race. I didn't have the flow. Sort of pushed a couple of laps and then...
Did it rain? Did the rain put
I had already ruined the race before the rain came. Oh. It wasn't rain. It was...
Did go forward and then chuck the anchor out. Because you pulled away from Sterry. Yeah. And then he reeled you back in.
Yeah, I made a few mistakes and then a little bit... I need to get myself a little bit more comfortable with some of the setup that I've
gone down
the route.
That's another question. Someone wrote on here something along the bike. Something along the lines of, Tommy's bike makes Britney Spears look stable.
Yeah, but it's... I think I struggled a little bit on that track, and
because you've been good with your suspension.
Yeah, so I've set the bike up, and I really like
it got real rough at the week, like sketchy rough, like bumpy but deep ruts on the takeoff.
It's had quite a few classes again.
Yeah, not quite a few, but four, wasn't it?
Yeah, but four like quite different classes as well.
Yeah,
but it was more. I've gone down the route of setting my bike up. I think a little bit more for the practice tracks, whereas a little rut and. I maybe need to get away from that, which made me realise at the weekend, which was too late. So I've already been to KTEC this morning.
He's going to fix it this suspension. Week. Get off his case. You're going to be fast next time, aren't you, Tom?
This weekend then. Someone said, what was making Tommy sick in his vlog at the end of the race?
For some reason, when I race, I always get dirt stuck at my throat and it just makes me heave at the after the race. And the missus locked me out the campus. So I had no water.
Brilliant.
So, God. Yeah, it's not that I'm actually being sick. Like I'm nothing ever comes up. It's just something at the back of my throat that then makes me heave. So it was it's a weekend not to forget, because the first race I'd done all right, second race there was flashes of all right, but I think I need to work on how I've set my bike up a little bit, and it'll allow me to push. So we've already changed that, making progress. I've been to KTEC this morning.
You've said come on next day.
No, I'm gonna round it up and then I'm going to 4P, so hopefully we can improve.
Number one then, what was it like riding with Daniel Ricciardo?
I didn't actually ride with him. I was coaching all day, so I came back, he was there, and he was riding with Ed and Matt Jones for the majority of the day.
I give him a mini bike. I actually give him your mini bike.
I seen he was on, had 57 on the
floor. Yeah, I give him your mini bike, and I just pointed at the hill and went, off you go, and I didn't see him for 7 hours. He went in the woods for 7 hours.
He was just buzzing.
Yeah, just
gone.
He come back for fuel.
Just on an unsupervised day, just
No, there was like
no one telling him he couldn't do something.
Just I just pointed at the field and went, ride anywhere you want. And he just went, really? I went, yeah, yeah, mate, go for it. And then he'd come back for fuel and then he made a track through the woods. And he said, oh, I've made a track. So we went and looked at it. And then I said, should we get the lap time out? And he went, oh, fuck. No, because I shouldn't really be riding. Like, no. And then the racer in him went, get the lap time out.
They was like, you good could hear lad. Them all I laughing like from down here. And they was in the woods and you could just hear them bursting out laughing. Aww. So they obviously had a good day.
That's he didn't bend your bike either, so.
That's all right. I have bent that one plenty. I found this on what I was on about. Mr. Tommy Cox said, if you had any other job, what would it be? Well, we don't need to go on that. But then he's definitely, what's the word? His examples are Sparky, accountant, train driver. So I thought, which one? Who's who?
You're the accountant after this week.
That's why I've had no vlog. I've spent all week doing my fucking invoices.
He showed me a set of receipts like this.
Fuck, what a shit job that is. We weren't about it before you come, to be fair. I reckon Tommy's the sparkier, but the one that doesn't actually do anything. He just sits there in the corner.
I'd be the sparky where people say when an electrician comes to the house, they just fuck everything up and leave. So
I think you'd be the train driver, just stop
and
go.
Yeah, just burr.
Open the doors. If you just mind the gate.
He'd be too. He'd be just sat on his phone the whole time. He'd be at risk to all of his passengers.
I think it's sparky.
Do you think you're a sparky?
Yeah, because my brother's a plumber. My other brother is... just does everything, plastering, building. So if you had a spark in
the
family,
I reckon I'd be the train driver, to be fair. I spend enough time in a driver's seat.
That means I've got to do the accountant job.
Yeah, but you're the only sophisticated one amongst it. You're the business one, eh? Yeah, it is a shit job. But
I wouldn't want to do that.
Got a good question,
yeah. More on them. We'll like them questions.
I did do a voice note thing, but we haven't had that many.
There's three come this morning.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't put them on here. I might be able to connect my phone. We'll do them when he's gone.
All right.
Because he's fucking off again.
Do you guys train off the bike much together? No, but we're going to do a vlog about it. Been on the card. We've been planning that for a while, but obviously I've been away
There's
for
There's a
the
few things on the card
while
you're
weeks.
At it. A ride day at some point needs to be on the card.
That's Billy. Oh,
don't get fucking started.
We've been trying to organise
it. It was a question. Someone saying when you're going to do one at Fat Cats, but I think it probably Apex.
Why has it been so long since you've done a podcast? Well, with
Bill's been away.
But to be fair, use a Dossers because I said get the week Stan was home. I said get Stan on and then I'll phone in.
Yeah, but phoning in
it was better than not delivering anything.
No, do you want to listen to someone? It would have been quite good with just me, you, and Stan.
Would you not like him?
No, I told you. I said to you, Stan's home for this week. I'm not, but get
you
Stan
get
on coming.
A different take on it, and then Stan's quite. Like, funnier than Bill.
Yeah, but to be fair, then I've had to
Stan
do 10 days sat indoors.
Stan doesn't need any more credit. He already thinks he's a superstar, yeah. Bless. He's having his own camera now, he reckons, and YouTube channel.
I think I'd watch his.
People actually asked for that in the comments on the video, saying, when's Stan going to do, like, a mechanics channel?
Yeah. Your best YouTube that I said was the best one was the one that Stan was in the majority of the time.
On his camera and helmet. Yeah, no, it's good. I'm not denying it's very good, but that like, it's good at a race like that when it's not really a proper race for us and we can both kind of relax a little bit because that was the Enduro GP, the extreme race. So, like, I do agree. And,
it was good on that.
Him
really
doing
good.
More, it would be good, but there's, like, a fine line between, like, when it's classed as, like, fucking around and stuff like that. It's always difficult to...
What, with Husky?
Not just with Husky, just with, in general, like, not... Knowing
you got to do some
work. He wasn't really fucking around.
Nah, I know that, but like at the same time, at an extreme race or whatever, there's more to do and he's busier and stuff. Like it's a lot harder than people think. You know, they think you've just got like hours and hours at every weekend to just fuck around with a camera or whatever. But like with what we do already, I feel like I'm close to the limit.
Well, now you're talking about filming at the weekends. Give us a brief overall of the Husky vlog because someone said, why is Billy hauled himself out to Husqvarna and not doing his own? So tell us what that is and why.
Yeah, so Husky obviously seen the vlogs and liked the vlogs and they wanted a piece. So I said, it doesn't really make sense. You just posting my vlogs because then there's no point having them on my channel. So the plan is obviously to do both like I did from Italy, from Aberstone. And I did actually put the first one out from Romania, but like I've just said, I spent the last... week sorting out invoices from the last year and account expenses, and it's just took considerably longer than I was expecting whilst also planning prep and stuff to go to America. So I just haven't had chance to even start. Well, I started yesterday for the first time since Romania to look through Skinner's footage. So hopefully within the next week, I think there'll probably be two, maybe three more from Romania, which is not ideal bringing them out this late, but it's better late than never. So I'll probably just filter them in amongst
other vlogs which are coming. I actually filmed one yesterday and a bit this morning, so there's plenty coming. Haven't hoard myself out. Just Ed. The reason the Husky one's actually done faster is because Ed edits them. I film.
Well, and Red Bull gives us footage.
Yeah, me and Roxy film them. Mainly Roxy, actually, for the Husky channel, because I am. She does whilst I'm racing and stuff, which is what I quite like. My channel's more like what I do at the races, and while I've got the camera, then whilst I'm racing, Roxy films and talks shit to the mechanics.
The Husky ones are the whole team, aren't they?
Yeah, Husky one is for the team. Obviously, Graham and Gomez kind of just freeze when I put the camera on them, so it tends to just be me talking. But
I like when you film Graham.
They'll listen up. Graham's good. Damo's actually pretty good on the camera as well. A Damo and Stan podcast would actually probably be quite good. Just them two just bitching about me and Graham. That would actually be quite good in the way. But Damo's actually pretty good to film. He usually gives quite a good answer and stuff like that. So the Husky one is kind of filmed by me and Roxy. Ed edits them, plus we get the Red Bull TV footage. So it all just, the turnaround time's a lot faster because Ed's sat there on a Monday morning waiting for the wee transfer file to come with his fingers warmed up ready on you, Edward.
Yeah, I've done some serious editing in the last 10 days.
If he hasn't done a first draft by the Monday evening, then he's disappointed with himself. So that's why it seems like the attention goes to the Husky channel, but it's just because there's more help. Well, not more help, but more people involved.
Mm. And while we're on the subject of editing, keep an eye out on the Mockoff channel because I've been doing...
He's spent months on this one.
I've done documentaries that have... Not pissed me off. That's the wrong thing to say.
Nah, pissed you off. You just ring me complaining about them.
No, they're just...
Does he ring you complaining about them?
No, the problem is someone's filmed two cameras and a red camera of all things. So every time I load it into the computer, it just crashes
it just
the computer.
Burr,
and I
just see you later.
So
it's harder. When you film the stuff, you know what you filmed, so it's easy.
Yeah, you haven't got to watch it. I've literally watched hours and hours of Justin Brayton and Adam Jones and talking.
Yeah, talking ones are bad as well. It's not even... When it's like action, you can kind of doesn't matter too much of the order. Well, get the gist of it a lot faster, but yeah.
There's a question on here for you, Bill. It was quite funny. It was something like, "What's it like to ride a one and only Lee Edmondson prepared bike?"
Have you always had him as a mechanic?
I had another guy. Well, a couple of other ones, but for the last 4 or 5 years, so. I can actually notice a difference. Like, and sometimes when we're testing or whatever, I ride a bike that one of the Italian mechanics has built, and it always just doesn't feel quite the same. Like, I don't know.
Because he knows what you want.
Yeah, he knows. Like, just small thing. And I don't know, it's weird. Like, things that shouldn't make any difference to how it feels or whatever. But even just down to, like, the way the cable tie, the... starter button wire and like the way they've cable tied stuff on and stuff like that, it doesn't actually make a difference to how it rides, but every time you get on the bike you notice something that hasn't been, that's not the same. So like if I do end up riding a test bike, a mechanic like an Italian's built or whatever, if it becomes a race bike, I say that needs took apart and not that they do anything wrong, it's just that I'm used to, do you know what I mean? Like I'm used to seeing things and having things exactly the same on like all my bikes, wiring wise and just bits and bobs and stuff like that. So you do actually notice a difference, as stupid as it sounds.
When I was at Factory Kawasaki for the end of the year, every one of their bikes felt so similar because they had like even on the wall they had a torque, like a chart. Yeah, so every single bolt on the whole bike was torqued the same. And when I went from a practice bike...
Oh, like a spec how to build it.
A spec. So even if it is another mechanic touched a bike, there was a spec sheet and every bike felt identical. Like now if I jump on a practice bike to a race bike, when someone's just... My mechanic's just tightened it up. I don't know how he does it exactly, but I don't think everything's torqued. Every single bolt, and on the factory team it was, and you could really feel every single bike. You'd go from a practice bike onto your race bike and you just couldn't tell the difference. It was mad. I don't know, like a little thing like that, but so...
It sounds like nothing, but like it makes quite a big difference.
I can imagine, especially like in the GPs when you used to jump on two bikes in a practice session.
It was, honestly, you could not tell the difference from a practice bike to the race bike to the spare race bike. It was just like mad, that good.
While you're on the subject of bikes, there was a lot of questions about this. Why was Billy riding a 2023 bike in Romania? Because people have noticed a few changes.
Oh, good hell.
They was asking, where's the oil cap?
Makes for brilliant reading, them lot. I'm not even going there.
You said it was.
What are you on about?
To me?
Just fuck.
But no comment?
Well, What I will say, which is quite funny, they spend that long looking at mine, Graham, Gomez and Manny's bike, they failed to realise there was actually two 2023 bikes being ridden by test riders.
But you don't know
in
who.
The race. I know who, but they obviously didn't. They weren't looking close enough. So they spend that long conspiring as to what's going to be on the new bikes and what's not.
Well, there's another question. Has Billy had 5G installed on his bike?
Yeah, 5G's on mine. It links up to the vaccine that we've all had, and then Bill Gates is basically controlling the race team now.
So what you're saying is you didn't ride a new bike?
Oh, I rode the same bike as I rode in the previous race.
Was there a difference with the oil cap? No.
You don't even know what an oil cap is.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know.
No comment.
You're getting a bit flustered, so there must have been some differences.
No, there are obviously differences. It's a factory bike. There's obviously a lot of differences in a factory bike, but I generally don't know what's going to be on the new production bike or not.
No, I don't really tell you that stuff.
I rode like a pre-test of the new model bike. Actually, last year, but it had
you off again.
Yeah, no, we'll see in a bit.
So
it had the bike I rode had the old plastics on, and from like a outside looking, and you couldn't actually tell the difference. But yeah, it is funny they spent that long conspiring about our bikes in Romania. They missed the ones they should have been looking at.
I think I know who was riding.
Well, you will know because you know who it is. But he did say, you'll know him. He said he's never going back to Romania ever again. He did gold this year.
Really? Fair play.
English bloke. You giving too much away then, didn't you?
Not English. British, though.
Have you managed to work that out?
This is one for you, Tommy. What do you think about Triumph making a motocross bike?
Good. Nice, isn't it? Just to have someone else in the sport. Someone, I think they're going to do a proper job of it as well. So it's not like they're coming in, or a few people have asked me, is it going to be a copy of, or just like speculating, is it insane item, but just be a KTM copy again? But I think from what I've heard, it's just a whole new bike. There's no.
They just signed Carmichael.
Well, he's been riding, I think he's been a test rider for a couple of years already.
Oh, is he?
So I think from what I've heard, it's a full new bike. No,
they should probably get a British test rider because it's a British company.
Yeah.
It's near here, isn't it? The factory?
Yeah, really close.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just mega, isn't it? Like, new bike, especially if they want to take it seriously rather than just coming in, copying a bike, changing the plastics, and then not like what they've done with Husky, blah, blah, blah. That's good because it's new bikes, and Husky and Gas is still good. But the way Triumph are doing it, it's not been bought by another bike. It's just
it's their own people, like, more money coming in from a different area and, like, more competition. So, like, There's more fighting going on amongst them.
Yeah, even like Beta in with Johnny and Van Orbeck, how good he's done on that bike. I think it's just good. It's obviously money for someone, another job, another manufacturing sport. Can't do any harm, especially being British as well. It's mega.
Great stuff.
I was just.
Have a look.
You pick one out of yours. There's loads of shit in here, but I can't. Filter them quick enough.
Has your mechanic ever been on a podcast?
There's another one.
Has Stan ever
Why did Daftly Eddie think a curved TV screen would not be in a curved box?
He did something. Actually, when he comes in next week, just ask him about the booking the flights to America. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I've heard this.
Good or not?
Yeah, it's good.
Expensive.
He went to check his bank account the next morning and got shocked.
But flights are all expensive at the minute.
It is when you book double the amount you need.
Has Tom had the opportunity to ride Loretta's, and would he consider riding the Vets 30 class?
I would.
Did you see Ryan Hughes there at the weekend?
On the old bike?
Yeah, he come from like 20th to 4th.
No, he done well. It's quite good. I think he used to race. I would do it, but it's a bit of an effort, I think, because it's not just turning up and racing. When I was a kid, I actually raced Mini O's, which is a race in Florida, on my 85. I just went out there with my dad, stayed at Millsaps' house for 3 weeks, and then we raced raced Mini O's, which I think is in October or November, which was, I think I got third or fourth in one of the classes. So I have done an American race before. That's sort of the second biggest one. I wouldn't race the plus 30 class. I think it's quite just tough to actually do if you're not living out there, because you have to qualify. I think there's like an area qualifier, regional qualifier, and then a main thing. So it's not as easy as jumping on a plane, going to race it.
Do you not think you'd qualify?
But I don't know. It'd be tough. But
you're Mike Brown.
Mike Brown already beat me in the British Championship by 1 point, actually.
Headbutted each other.
No, because Dean trains with Mike, and then sometimes he's there, and we always talk about when he's in 1 year in the British Championship, Mike Brown beat him by 1 point.
Have you seen Dean recently? Have you seen Dean recently?
I might have to go in a minute, let me
answer this. Well, no, as he lives in America, no.
He rang me yesterday, he wants to be you. He's got a tash.
All right, then. Oh, I have actually seen that. I seen he put his poll on Instagram.
Right, I'm done. Wob's here.
See you then, mate.
So, you're going to work now.
Why don't you
not work.
Seeing as Tom's here from Image Design Customs, why don't you quickly go and get your helmet, pop it on the desk here. We'll have a quick look at it on this here podcast as well as on your
live running at that.
Do you want to run and get it? You know, something else here, aren't you?
So we're about to film a video, a vlog actually, of Tommy's channel for the CR250. It's been a while. The reason it's took a while is when we went to pick the bike up from Wob, the front axle was temporary, which was good enough to ride up and down the field, but not good enough to
jump.
Are you confident in this one?
And now we've got the axle.
Well, Wob's confident. Even Wob says you've got to go steady on the bike, warm it up. So I've graded the little flat track. So I was just quite looking forward to it, really. But he's obviously confident.
You've
Everything
got a jet
it
and a few
enough.
Other things, haven't you?
Yeah, but he reckons it's jet intake so quickly.
I'll technically can do a lap of the Super Enduro track on it.
I reckon you could, but I couldn't do it on any bike. So this bike probably wouldn't make.
How do you reckon how do you reckon his face would look if you started heading towards it?
What, this enduro track?
If you wheelie towards that, the one of the bars. I don't think he minds. Wob's sort of like it's here to be. It's built to be ridden.
It was knackered before, isn't it? And you're not so knackered that much.
And he just says, we've built it once, we can do it again. So
I need to speak to him, actually. I asked Stan to order some titanium T-bars for my dad's birthday in May, and still haven't arrived. Stan's a useless twat, or he's a useless twat, one of the two, so we'll get to the bottom of it.
Well, he's going to walk through that door in a minute, so you can ask him.
Stan ordered any T-bars, my father. He actually keeps reminding us, because my birthday next week, and my mum said, oh, what do you want for your birthday? And my dad went, freaking have what he bought me, fucking nothing.
I think you need... T-bars aren't good enough for your dad. He needs a power tool of some description.
Nah, he'd be buzzing about the titanium ones because he used to wank over the Motion Pro do titanium tyre levers and he always wanted some of them to put in his backpack.
But Factory Image Racing actually makes some nice titanium bits as well.
They do.
Here's Wob, he's here.
We've got all the boys here now.
Yeah. We should start charging tickets for this.
I was going to say, Thomas.
Yeah, that's why it's been a little bit of a...
How many people have you invited?
Well, a little bit of a coming? Mess this podcast because we've got...
A little
we
bit.
We are doing the...
So Tom's going to unveil a nice new helmet here.
Here we go. Have you seen this yet?
I thought we was going to do this when we filmed it.
But another bit for the vlog. This is going to come out after the vlog, isn't it? Oh, it looks well.
Oh, it does look well.
Yeah, that's very nice, isn't it?
Very nice.
That's probably the nicest helmet I've ever had.
Is this like an inspired old school paint job?
Yeah, that is probably the best.
You've got like the Showtime Searle on the back.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a proper, you can see it's, well, it's just a
What would something like set you back for that? 1,500 quid's worth of paint.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't got to pay for it, have I?
You're paying for it now. Oh, yeah, you've got gold leaf on it.
Yeah, that is, that's the best one I've had, I think.
We're going to have to stick. You got a few more sponsor stickers to stick on it.
Yeah.
Anyone to shout out while you're at it?
I don't know his name. The company's name.
So no,
that's brilliant. Nice.
Right. Well, you can vacate.
Yeah,
we'll
go.
You
can go and entertain
the guests. How much longer are you going to do till we can go and do that?
However long you need us to do. My phone's on, so.
All right.
We'll finish Romaniac debrief and then we're done. I think anyway, innit?
Yeah. All right. In a bit.
See you later.
Bye, Thomas.
Right then. So you're going to pick back up where you left off?
Oh, wait, Lee's fucked off.
Just go and get the bike out. We'll be 10 minutes. You can take your helmet.
If you're listening, it's all going to be cut out, but you might as well leave all the drama in for the YouTube video. Yeah. So if you're way better watching this on YouTube, just can't. There's fucking people everywhere. Yeah. Tommy's just... on his own agenda.
Oh my God, what a shambles
this has been. He's got no shame, has he?
We're supposed to be... We're supposed to be up in the production level here. Shut the door as well.
There we go.
Fuck me, Bill. Right then, well, we might as well go back to Romania.
Yeah, we're on about Graham's adventure. Yeah,
day two, he just spanned himself.
He just hurt himself.
And you hadn't told us a story about Roxy trying to save him.
So yeah, they headed back to the paddock. Well, not to the paddock, sorry, to the service point, which as it was late in the day because we were going to the
I'm going to swap seats as well, so I've got less editing.
We're both on one camera for now, and yeah. Well, two cameras. This. You can right. So we head back to the service point, which was late in the day, so that meant it was far away from Sibiu, and I think it was like an hour just on a dirt road to get there, like it was in the sticks.
Yeah.
So anyway, Graham comes back, knees hurt and whatever, just wants to exit. Luckily, Sandra, his missus, and Alberto, the guy who was helping him out from Spain, they were still there with his hire car. So they anyway, gives a bike, gets changed. I don't even think he got changed. Just got in the car, set off out of the service point and just heading in a direction, hadn't actually looked which way they needed to go. And there was only one dirt, because it was a dirt road into the mountains, there was only one way which was suitable back to the tarmac road.
Are they trying to get back to the service
point? No, they're at the service point in the hire car, exiting to go back to the hospital because his knees hurt. He just giving the mechanics his bike. Luckily, everyone was still at the service point when he gets back. Misses with the hire car, everything. So he's given them their bike, got in the hire car, and they literally just left the service point apparently and just turned the wrong direction and just then realised, I think, they had no signal.
Oh, God.
Or they might have been on, they might have had Google Maps going in anyway, but there was only one way which was suitable for a normal car back to the asphalt road. Anyway, they were heading the wrong direction. Yeah. Either following the shortest route on Google Maps or whatever. I'm not really sure the story. Anyway, so then, 20 minutes, half an hour later, there's a phone call. They'd hit a ditch and ripped the sump off the bottom of the hire car and there's no oil in it and now they're stuck. So then Andy, the team manager, and Roxy, set off in the Husky van to find them, to bring them back to the service point or to just take them to hospital.
You can watch all this in the Husky.
Yeah, so they set off to find them and got lot, like, Graham didn't have enough, or Graham's party didn't have enough signal to send the location. I think they just had cell, they must not have internet or whatever. So they set off the same road as they seen them leave service point on. Anyway, they got to like a river and the road kind of disappeared and like Roxy was having to stand on the side of the car to stop it tipping over. And like it just got absolute carnage. Ended up not finding Graham, got lost, ended up picking up this random Romanian dude just driving in the car with the dude. I think actually navigated them back to the main road. They ended up getting back to the paddock without finding Graham in the end.
Yeah, but then they just chucked the geezer out of the car and he's miles away from where he
was planning on going or what was happening or whatever. But they got back a few hours later without finding Graham to civilization. The helicopter went and picked Graham up.
Oh my God.
And because no one could get to him, his car was fucked. The helicopter went and picked Graham up and took him to the bivouac, which is where the helicopter base was. I didn't actually see him, I just heard about it. So he came to the bivouac and then left the bivouac in an ambulance to go to the hospital because Sibiu hospital doesn't have a helipad, so you can't fly on a helicopter. So he came to the bivouac and then sat up in the bivouac in an ambulance, which meant the doctor went in the ambulance with Graham. So Gomez arrived, dehydrated to fuck, and there was no doctor there to give him a drip. I said to you, I said, go get a fucking drip fired into you. Like, surely, like, this is medical exemption or what? I know it's FIM, but, like, he was dead. Like, there's no way, shape, or form that anyone would have disputed the fact he needed fluids put inside of him. I said, go and get a drip. He said, the doctor's not there. He's got an ambulance of Graham and the woman wouldn't do it. I said, fucking hell, just open the case. We'll have a go at firing it into you.
Take him a beer instead. Get that down, mate.
So he had his VIP tent. He had Jaeger, wine, beer, all sorts in his fridge because he won the shitty race up the stairs, which got me a VIP tent. I actually forgot to send you all that footage for the Husky Vlog, but it wasn't that good anyway. It's basically the day before the race. We're at a race. The finish stairs from last year were raced up them for time.
I've seen that.
And the winner, it was a bit of a bollocks really because it just meant we were like a 5-day race. turned into a 6 day race because we're in my kit for like 4 hours, like 3 hours, press conference, and then racing up the stairs. And like, it annoyed me a bit. I had a negative attitude towards it, which was probably wrong of us, but I wasn't in the mood for it. I just wanted to chill at the hotel and wall and in my kit, ready to race up the set of stairs and then get stuck on the top of the building for 2 hours. Well,
everyone
has to do an interview on the top of the building. Well, before we can then ride on the stairs back down the building. So we're all just in my kit, stood around like lemons for the day. So anyway, Gomez won that race, which meant he had a VIP tent.
Big tent.
It was pretty big. Like, it was still a tent, but I think he had a proper bed in it and in the fridge outside.
Oh, he was 5-star.
Yeah, so so if anyone needed the tent, it was him, bless him. So he made use of his VIP tent, and I used his...
Here's a question for you. If you'd have won it, would you have given it up to him?
Probably, if he actually... probably would have. If
he was in that state.
If he was in that state still. But to be fair...
You should have just said yes, then. You could have made yourself look good.
Nah, but I was just thought... I'd have probably already moved into it because he arrived fucking 3 hours after me. So I'd have probably already moved into it. I'd had a nap by the time he come.
A nap and a nap. And a bit of pasta and a 3-course meal.
I had 2 portions of pasta that night. I went and puppy dog eyes down and said, is there any chance I can get? And I got 2 portions of pasta. And then the food actually in the bivouac was very good. It was better than the hotel. And the whole, the bivouac, I would say, was good. That can stay. I quite enjoyed it.
You can't make it up, can you, that race?
Providing the weather's good, because if it rained, I think it'd have been another story. But it was actually good crack. We all kind of just hung out and swam in the river for a bit, and then all just chatted a bit of shit and had a nap out in the sun. So that was that. That was day two finished.
And then from then on, you did... 3 and 4. It's not really from what I
Day two was actually pretty good. I was second or third.
I thought from day 2, 3 and 4 were
Right. Day 2, 3 and 4 was good. I think I was second or third. No. Yeah, I was third on day 2, second on day 3, and third on day 4. So pretty good. Just like I say, that if it
qualifying
wasn't,
in day 1.
Qualifying was shit, but at the end of the day, I actually only lost 2 minutes, I think, to the leader, so it wasn't the end of the world. Day one was obviously without that 10 minutes stuck down the hole, I'd have probably been challenging for second overall at the end of the week. So I was in the end.
Considering how it started, I'd have said it was one of your better.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, and it was good in the hole. Obviously, fourth's not what I wanted for the championship, but how it started and the fact I generally, hand on heart, said to Roxy after finished time trial, like, I'm done, my knee's fucked. I didn't think I was going to be going again the next day, so to be challenging actually for third on the last day, didn't quite make it to third, but fourth in the end is like equal my best result, but by far my best performance as a whole on the whole week was pretty good. And I was spewing up on the morning of the last day, Saturday morning. I just decided to spew up on my breakfast 5 minutes after the start, 5 minutes before the start.
See, this is what I like about you. You don't really mention it. Tell me that would have been going, I've been sick.
So that was good. On the start line, just thinking, well, I've got 0 calories inside of me, so I've got a good few hours until the service point. This is going to be a fun day. So just put a couple of fucking energy bars down my boot and thought, I'll try and eat these at the GoPro liaison point, which got to and still couldn't swallow, so I still didn't eat anything at the first liaison of the day. So that was ideal. But no, I got to the service point and managed to actually eat something, and I'd actually made up a bit of time. Me and Mario were battling for third. Made up a little bit of time. I was down to a minute and a half of third, but the afternoon just couldn't get any more. I think I actually lost some time to win the afternoon and ended up still kind of 3 minutes off third. But not the best result, but performance wise was definitely a lot of positives to take from it, more than it seems if you look into it a bit more. I probably forgot loads, but
It's hard, isn't it? It's quite hard to follow unless you understand it or know it.
It's difficult to follow. And like,
I sent the link to Tommy, and he just went, "Just tell me where
what's
he is.
What's going on?
Yeah, just tell me where he is."
You've got, because it works off. It's not like live time; it's corrected time. So you've always got to kind of filter in the position you started in and the time difference to who started where, because it goes off yesterday's result, which is kind of why it was always going to be difficult. Although I was only 3 minutes off Mario going into the last day, Mario was started the last day in seventh or eighth, I think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he had a lot of guys in front to kind of pull him along and stuff like yeah. that. It was, and now me starting second, I caught up to Wade by the first checkpoint, but just...
Yeah, sometimes they can start behind you, but be in front of you.
Yeah, like I made 3 minutes up on Wade on the first checkpoint, which was obviously a really good start to the day, but then it's so difficult to lead, especially on the way the last day was and the kind of track. It was kind of all around Sibiu, which is where a lot of people go and do tours and trail riding and stuff like that. So the hills have just got so many lines in them. You're out to the bottom and there's just like seven different ruts to pick from, and then two of them will continue to the top of the hill and five of them will just lead to nowhere. So, but being first... What? Into them hills is kind of annoying, and half the time spectators are pointing you the wrong way because they're just like, look at what
you just crashed.
Well, no, half of them they'll see art looks better for the next 10 feet. They don't realize that it goes to nowhere. So, made up time in the morning, but then I could tell we were losing so much time, but me and Wade just making wrong decisions and going the wrong way. Then in the end, Manny caught us up and, we were all just kind of making mistakes, and the guys behind were catching up to us. So I just couldn't quite make up the gap. And obviously with Mario starting so far behind, I had like 7 or 8 tire tracks to follow, which is always going to be easier. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, figure out where to.
It was a difficult job, which we didn't quite pull off on.
What's your thoughts on Polteras doing it on the big bike?
Naughty. Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't really get it. To be fair, I thought, especially for Paul, who's, I know he's not had the best results or whatever, but from a like skill level and technical point of view, he's more than capable. I feel like if he kind of focused on the right areas and improved in the right areas,
yeah, he's a contender.
If he improved his speed and his fitness and stuff like that, he could easily challenge for a good result. So I kind of didn't quite get why he was doing it for someone like him. Mm. But I guess, you know, he'd had a few years and kind of wasn't getting the help he probably thought he needed or whatever it might be. So I didn't really get it too much, but then I'll be honest, I was having an interview on the last, at the finish hill after the race, and he was trying the hill afterwards in the bike. I was just sat watching him try it on the bike. So like, I feel like, you know, he still does have a lot more to give and could definitely be, you know, at the top if he wanted to apply himself in that way. But at the same time, you know, I know where the way the world's heading and how important and valuable like the social media side of stuff is and the video side. And I'm sure that he's keeping a lot of people happy with the numbers and stuff he's getting and the attention he's getting. So at the end of the day, if that's what's paying the bills and that's what he's keeping his sponsors happy doing, then you can't really fault him for that as well.
Right then, let's semi-wrap this up because obviously, we've got a crowd full of people. Quick one. USWE winner. You're still doing your USWE backpack giveaways, aren't you?
USWE's every round, there's been a giveaway. The winner of the first round, what was his name again? Tim? Was it Tim?
Bag's still there.
Tim, your bag's still covered in shit at the back of Ed's garage. That's...
Do you think we give him a countdown?
Yeah, if it's not... Okay, we'll do that then. If it's not gone by the time we next do a podcast, which is probably going to be next week, it's getting give out on that podcast.
We'll add that to the prizes.
Yeah, we'll add that to the prize. So if it's not, we'll do another competition. If it's not, if he's not a clan.
So Tim, you've got a week-ish to claim this.
What day is it? Today, Thursday. Yeah, we'll probably do it. I would have said Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So less than a week. So get your finger out your ass.
And what we'll do, Tim, is give you a hand if you go onto Billy's channel. If you didn't know it's you, if your name's Tim and you didn't know you'd won it, go onto Billy's channel. Look for USWE winners from probably about 2 months ago.
I'd say it's actually USWE giveaways in the title.
Yeah, it's in the title. Watch there if you know it, Tim.
Tim, the other two winners have come forward. The bag from Italy is still at the workshop in Italy, so he's called John or something. I've already explained to him it's going to be a while, but that will get sent there. The winner I announced yesterday, I didn't fuck up the generator. I've spent two times £4.90 picking winners. That's how committed I was. I wanted a fair winner, so I've bought the giveaway both times, which I have no problem doing. I'm just could do reimbursed if you swear you want to
send us the
step up £8.20. The winner that I picked yesterday is from fucking Australia, so that's also going well.
Well, that's indirectly going to shaft me because no doubt I'll be posting.
So it's in the van, and Ed is going to post your U-Sway out probably tomorrow, but we can't promise how soon it's going to arrive, but we will do everything on our part to get it to you, to Australia. But the next round, obviously TKO this weekend, there's going to be another one giveaway. We've got TKO.
Three or four more, haven't you? Three more?
TKO, Hispania, Getting Rodeo. And See the Sky is not official as a world championship race, but I probably will go there. So if I do, I'll do it because we've got a spare one for Erzberg, didn't happen. So still four more chances to win U-Sway this year if you haven't already.
Cool.
That's U-Sway.
I'm going to do a Kex update.
Another
one.
Seeing that bloke, your mate comments on every.
Which one?
He was giving you shit again yesterday on the other day on the U-Sway giveaway, asking where the drop was. He said his kid's crying because he.
Well, I know. Yeah. So.
28th of July, you promised everyone. I think.
No. What actually happened was, I ordered the next shipment in February. It then takes obviously a month or so to make it. It got loaded onto a container ship. They then quarantined everyone on the container ship for 3 weeks, which delayed it for 3 weeks. Then they had to sail the container ship here, which they've now done. And then Dover Port is now really busy, so it's actually anchored up just off Dover Port, and it should be going into port today, which you would think would be good news. But it can then take up to a week and a half to clear customs and be delivered to me. But rest assured, it is all ready on the website. I've already got the samples. All the photos are taken, so the minute it gets here...
Oh, we're ready to go.
Count, add the numbers to it, how many there is of each stock size, and then drop.
So the second it arrives...
It's ready, yeah. So,
and that, give them an hour, and it's on the website, so stay tuned. Follow it on Instagram.
I'll know when it's
on its
cleared
way.
Customs, yeah, and then once that happens, I'm going to turn the website off, start hyping it up a little bit, give myself a chance to add it to the back end, and then we will drop new designs. There's loads coming. There's Billy Bolt ones, Matt Jones collab, and many, many other designs. So there is plenty coming.
How long will this last you for? How many styles have we got? How many styles have we got ready to drop?
There's 20,000 pairs coming.
20,000?
20,000 pairs coming.
20,000?
Yeah. I've got to count 20,000 pairs.
20,000.
And also from now on, every design comes in kids' sizes from 8 to 14. Every design, even your ones. So there's little mini keks.
Little mini keks for little mini kids every style. So you and your kid can both match now.
Mm. Lad and dad.
Lad and dad.
Or mum.
Lass and lass. Yeah. No,
That one don't really work.
No, I can't think of a way about that.
I can't. Anyway, thanks again to Factory Image Racing for sponsoring the podcast. We're going to do a giveaway. It will be a pit mat. I also didn't do the giveaway for the Lowe's episode yet. So all you have to do is comment on either one of them, and I'll select a winner a week from now for both. So there'll be two giveaways. One, I think that one was ignition cover. I'll double check. But there will be
two. You didn't pick a winner?
I didn't pick a winner because I ended up getting the Rona, didn't I? And then
it's all gone tits up the last few weeks. Everything's gone tits up.
I haven't done tits up today.
I haven't done an upload, and I've done one in the last 2.5 weeks. I think that's gone tits up. Tommy did one in about the last 6 weeks because he's done fuck all himself. We were trying to make him use his initiative. Me and Ed.
He posted me one through that he'd filmed himself, and I said he ended up with 6 minutes of footage, and I said, look. 6 minutes of footage after editing and cutting it, it's not even a trailer, mate. Go and try again. So then he went and got Architect to help him.
So it's all gone tits up, but we're back on track. We've had to start somewhere. Today's been rusty. Next week will be more smooth.
Well, this is why we're rushing, because we're also...
We're about to film another one.
We're about to do a vlog, so...
Next one will be longer anyway. This is just a warm-up for next week's, let's call it.
Yep.
We'll try and get Stan in next week.
Good luck in TKO. Yeah,
off to America tomorrow morning.
God bless America.
Quick internet. Guns and God, baby.
Guns and God. Right. See you later.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.